Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. We're starting off another interesting, exciting show here live on Sunday, August 8th, 2010, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight on Yakuza Kick Radio, we'll be going over, well, me and Jay, we'll be going over the PWI 500, and let me welcome into the show the host with the most, longtime CZW fan, and my co-host, and my friend, Jay Catmore. Hold on, Jay.
Yeah, that's kind of contradicting host, co-host. Crazy, but I feel like I'm Beetlejuice.
You're the host,
host with the most. Wild. I feel like I'm Beetlejuice or something. That's crazy. But, yeah, man, we here. We doing this. Unfortunately, it's a different day of the week, but same biz, man. And today we're going to do the PWI 500. We're going to go over that heavy. And, you know, that's pretty much what we're getting into tonight. We're going to tell a lot of people about the injustices of this thing, you know. I ain't talking, you know, like high injustice, like my whole life is ruined or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, if they're going to put out a list of the top 500 wrestlers, it needs to be right, in my opinion. You know what I mean? I'm not a wrestler, but, you know, their name, you need to get out there somehow, and I'm one of them cats. So we're going to get over all sorts of things. Eric's got some stuff to say. I got a lot of stuff to say. And, you know,
you always
we get
have
into
a
it
lot
like
to
that.
Say, though. You
huh?
always have a lot to say.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the host with the most. You have the most to say.
I'm Beetlejuice again. Jesus Christ.
Before we get into that,
I just want to get over a few things that just recently happened, you know, just recent, you know, indie shows and whatnot. CZW last night, they did a thing out in North Carolina. From what I hear, it was only a handful of fans, but in the same token, they went out there, they put on the best show they do. They don't care if there's 5 fans or 52 fans or, you know, 1,500 fans. They go out there and they bust their ass, and they just showed North Carolina what they're about. And Nick Gage came home back to Philly, well, back to National Park, New Jersey.
You're contradicting yourself, too.
Huh?
I said, you're saying you're messing up your lines tonight, too.
I'm what?
Don't worry. I said you're messing up your lines. You can't even figure out where home is for Nick Gage.
Well, no. Back to Philly where, you know, the arena is next week where they're wrestling. But back to his home of National Park, New Jersey, he's bringing that title back. So Nick Gage is the new CZW World Heavyweight Champion. And that's what it is. So, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that happened. What else we got happening in the Indies these days?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about something off air, about some shit.
What was that? Remind me.
Well,
I got a short memory.
Some shit with Facebook photos.
Facebook. Oh, that other shit, man. I ain't even gonna touch that shit at all. Fuck that. I mean, let's just get right into the 500, man. Let's start off at the top and go from there. Obviously, the top, the winner of the fucking PWI 500 was AJ Styles. Now, this is a guy that has deserved it so many different years in the past, and personally, I don't think this was his year because it was a horribly pushed title reign, and it was horribly scripted, and I don't even understand that shit. But in the same token, because he deserved it so many different other years, and he put in so much other work. I mean, the matches with Daniels and Punk and Low Key and Homicide, and I mean the crazy matches from ROH to everything else he did. This is a guy that I'm happy to see up top, you know. And it doesn't, to me, it doesn't even matter what he did this past year, because he always deserved to be in that upper echelon. And last year he was at number 19, you know, and that's a nice little jump. This year Tyler Black's at 19. So, hey, the future's yours, son. I heard he might have just got signed to something. And in the same token, I don't know, man. There's a lot out there for that. So, I don't know what you think, Herb, about AJ winning number one.
Well, like you said, you know, he's well overdue for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if I can go, you know, and read off the top, like the last couple of years of who's been number one, and you can, you know, judge it for yourself of what kind of classes AJ Styles in. But in 2009, Triple H was number one. In 2008, Randy Orton was number one. In 2007 and 2006, John Cena. 2005, Batista. 2004, was Benoit. 2003, Lesnar. And for AJ Styles to be, in that category of being, you know, a number one.
Looked at as the top guy, and I agree 100%. Honestly, like, if I had to guess, and obviously, you know, the big leagues get, you know, the number one nod and stuff, I would probably have to go with Randy Orton or CM Punk, because they were just unbelievable as heels. I mean, Orton even took it from heel to face and still maintained the badass gimmick, just like Stone Cold did and shit. He might not be Stone Cold level yet, but, I mean, he put shit out there at a level where, like, what are you gonna do? I'm doing me, and I got haters, I got lovers, I got everything. You know what I mean? Like, he locked that whole scene down, and you know, I would give him that nod, but because he already won it, and the other guys already won it. Hey, man, you want to give it to AJ? Fuck, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, he's in that. I mean, he's the top guy for TNA. You know what I'm saying? Like, TNA, he's their guy. When you think of TNA, you think of AJ Styles. Or when I certainly do. When I, you know, think of TNA, he's their guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You know? I think of old folks and retirement homes with a few young guys in the mix that can bust their ass still. That's what I think of. But, you know, other people, I hope they do think of AJ Styles, for Christ's sakes, because I mean, he's still busting his ass. I mean, he's in his mid-30s, so it's not like this dude is, he's not going to get any younger. It's not like he needs to prove shit. Like, you know, really. I mean, he's been everywhere, honestly. Like, had at least dark matches, or, you know, he had a little run in WCW Air Paris, you know. And, you know, he's had opportunities all around the board. So, I mean, regardless of him proving himself all over the indies, you know, for him to get to that level and say, okay, give him the nod, fine, that's fine. So, you know, he definitely earned it. One way or another, he definitely earned it. I don't think it was this year. Maybe I'm mistaken, but in the same token, he earned it either way.
Well, you know, look at it this way, Jay. If it wasn't this year, when would he win it? You know what I'm saying? Would it be next year?
Right.
Look at Sheamus. Look at Sheamus, what he's been doing. I mean, the guy is on pace to probably be the number one if he stays healthy.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
We'll get there in a minute, because number two, John Cena. I don't like the guy. I don't think his work is any good. But in the same token, he has the charisma and he has the amount to sell his gimmick that is so, so over with the masses of fans that they pull in, and his gear is selling crazy. You know, so I understand and respect that decision. You know what I mean? Not my cup of tea, but in the same token, you know what I mean? That's, some people like tea. You know what I mean? That's their business, you know? And on to another guy I just mentioned before, and that's CM Punk. Number three in the listings. I mean, that's big business right there. I mean, this is another indie guy. This is, you know, to be the number three guy in the world. You got two guys that were indie guys not that long ago at all. You know, within the past 5 years, you could have caught CM Punk and AJ Styles in the same ring at ROH. You could have, you know, caught, right, yes, they did. And I was there live, actually, but Elizabeth, was it, no, Edison. No, Elizabeth, my fault. But yeah, CM Punk to be a three, I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, the stuff that he's done in 4 years in the WWE is just incredible. I mean, he takes the spot above number four, Randy Orton, who I just said that, personally, I probably put it with a number one, you know?
I don't know about that.
Who would be your number one?
It'd probably be AJ, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, the guy is just putting up good stuff in TNA where he's the man, you know what I'm saying? He's the top dog, and the only thing that's holding him down, and I'll say it, is that TNA's exposure, the whole exposure with TNA. You know, more people know about WWE than they do about TNA, but if TNA was at the level, then that would be good for AJ because AJ would get that, you know, more exposure. Not many people know about AJ. That's why it's big that AJ got number one.
Oh, it is good. Like I said, I think he deserved it from the past. But to say that this year AJ actually did a better job is kind of crazy because, I mean, you got a guy, okay, you got one guy, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You got him being him. And that was, you know, dirtiest player in the game, you know, low-blowing cats, poking him in the eyes, chopping the shit out of him, doing the whole Ric Flair. Everybody knows what Ric Flair does. Now, to get another guy that could do a backflip reverse DDT on a regular, he could do a Pele kick where he jumps and kicks somebody that's completely behind him and shit. You know what I mean? That's not the same thing. So when you're like, oh, this is the new Nature Boy, and that ran for fucking 6 months, that hurt my stomach every week while respecting both dudes. You know what I mean? So gimmick comes into play. Angle comes into play, even though your ability is always going to stand out there. But if that stuff didn't come into play, this list would be a whole nother ball game. So for that reason, you know, like I said, I'd rather AJ have it because he did deserve it in the past. But Randy Orton, I mean, he came through with a gimmick. He came through with everything. Angle, he worked what he wanted to work. And I think what TNA was doing with AJ was kind of garbage, honestly.
Well, all right. Moving on. Let's go to that.
Oh, we had number five, Chris Jericho, another one of the best heels in the game. What you got?
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten, you know, he's. I believe he was number one at one point. I could check right now and give me
Jericho.
A
I mean, I would hope that Jericho was at one point.
No, he would. He was not number one. He was number two last year. He was number two last year, and he dropped to number five. That's kind of a – he wasn't even in the top ten in 08 and, or 07. Nah, he was number two in 09. Yeah, Triple H was number one. Go figure.
Yeah, man. I mean – you know what it is, but I mean, most of the shit, you know, I ain't even going to get through the rest of the top 10 because to me it gets kind of like tedious and just bludgeoning. But I mean, you got Shinsuke Nakamura from Japan, and other than that, your usual suspects. It's your Undertaker, your Kurt Angle, and then, you know, like you said before, it got to Sheamus. And that's a great spot to be at, as, you know, as recent as Sheamus came in. I mean, that's unbelievable. One number before Triple H, you know, and that's cool, man. But kind of want to move on from there. You know, we're not just gonna read this list of fucking 1 to 500.
Let me answer somebody's question in the chat room.
Okay.
Jesse Neal is on the PWI list, and he's at 223.
Okay, so along those lines, I kind of want to get into more of, like, the injustices of this thing. I want to list a few people that didn't even make this and what possibly could be going through the heads of these people that got completely left out. Not the people that got left out, but the people who actually write this fucking shit.
By the way, you want to make the announcement, or should I make the announcement?
Oh, what's that?
If any worker is listening to our show live and was on the PWI 500 list, they can call in. We're only going to be taking workers, so workers only, and I'll be able to tell your worker because we'll do the whole screening thing, but it's 347-215-8300. That's only for workers. That we're on the PWI 500 list. You want to call in, you want to talk a little bit about it, 347-215-8300.
Yeah, definitely. So as a strange segue off of that, like what I was saying, let's talk a little bit about the people who weren't on it that fucking should have been on it. I don't know really what goes on there. I mean, you can go from, I would say, 90% of Big Japan Wrestling is not on there. I mean, you got guys like Masada, you got guys like Jun Kasai, guys like Ryuji Ito, Abdullah Kobayashi. I mean, these guys don't even appear on the top 500 wrestlers out. There's shit I've never heard. What the fuck is a Shockwave the Robot? Like, what the fuck is that? I don't even know.
I knew you were going to say that.
As soon as I come off of saying that, okay, now I looked up and in his book it says he wrestles in Japan, and that's great. I'm proud of him. But in the same token, these other guys I'm talking about is from Japan too, and they're one of the baddest motherfuckers in a certain style of wrestling. So,
and they're crazy. They're insane.
Right. Well, they, in their style of wrestling, that's what's called for, and they're the top of, yeah. So, like I'm saying, like, I really don't understand the logic there. And, you know, straight off the door from what I heard, yeah, before anyone calls me stupid or a mark or some shit, like, I know that they say some shit like, oh, if you send a bunch of emails to there, it doesn't matter what your name is. If you wrestle, just send them emails or hit them with a phone call, and they'll put you on the list. And it, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I'm sure it probably does happen, but there should be people out there like myself and like Eric that's going to at least put out, like, hey, that's completely off. I mean, it's terrible. You don't. And the other company that they're completely shitting on and leaving out as a whole is Jersey All-Pro. You know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Do you agree?
I totally agree. Like I said before, like you were talking about this off air, like Dan Moss. Like we were talking about that off air. And
yeah, let me get into Dan Moss.
Yeah.
Okay, because the PWI 500 is supposed to be ranked this year from the date of June 27th, 2009. No, my bad. June 1st, 2009 to May 31st, 2010. So now, covering that time in Jersey All-Pro, Moff won the title, the heavyweight title, on June 27th, 2009. He's still the champion. He beat Jay Lethal on the 27th. Then, this guy has defended his belt in that amount of time against these following people. Trent Acid, you know, Necro Butcher, Bandito Jr., Christopher Daniels, Eddie Kingston, Brody Lee, and Nick Gage, and he's still the champion after all of those guys. So how does this guy not make a top 500 list? I'm just wondering. I don't really know how that's tallied up. You know what I mean? I really don't get that. So, obviously they're not watching that company for one, because even in that company should get you ranked. Really? So, yeah, I don't know, man. That's completely fucked up. Another cat that's left off of here. I mean, you got anybody else left off of here that you wanted to talk about? So I got you know a few too, but
I got my rants for when we talk about people that don't deserve to be higher.
Other people left out. I'm still not done there. All right. Now, this is a guy that, you know, I got to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of, but that has nothing to do with his work ethic and what he's worth in that ring, and always will be worth that. He busts his fucking ass. If Sabian doesn't belong in the top 500 wrestlers, when he puts out the effort that what he has, he's won the CZW junior heavyweight title again this year. and I mean, it hasn't stopped Speed one bit. So to me, I don't understand that. I don't think that, you know, yeah, maybe he's not the easiest guy to get along with it for you people. I don't really know. I don't know what the issue is, but in the same token, like, if you're judging on best wrestlers, if he doesn't end up with
Ben
500.
I totally disagree with that. I totally disagree with that because, like, and if it's, that's the case, Jay, then why the hell is Teddy Hart in that list?
Well,
because Teddy Hart's been blackballed from numerous companies, and he's still in the PWF.
Well, no, I don't say that that's you know, a good reason to take somebody out. I'm just taking, like, hey, well, I mean, if it's that, I still think it's wrong. You know, I'm just taking random
right.
stabs at it because, hey, that's the only thing I can think of. He wrestles his ass off and shit. Why the fuck shouldn't he be in the list? 500 people. I mean, it's serious. Like I said, I don't even know this dude. Maybe his work is nasty, but I can't. I see Shockwave the Robot. There's another cat named Bazooka Joe. Like, I never heard
Joe,
of some of this.
But bum. He's a bum. He's like 50. I know who he is, and he's not even that good. He's boring as hell.
I don't even think they sell that shit no more. But
no, Bazooka Joe, he wrestles in...
That used to be 5 cents a...
No, Bazooka Joe actually wrestles out in, like... He wrestles out in the west, the western part of PA, and he's not
but,
he's an old school wrestler. And he's pretty young, so yeah.
But yeah, like I said, Sabian, he should have been in there. You know, a lot of these guys should have been in there. You know, even Monster Mac, not in there. You know, I mean, he's been Jersey All Pro Tag Team Champion for a long time. They back and forth with the heavy hitters now. You know, of course, his previous, but it, you know, it goes off of this year. I mean, you got guys like, you know, all sorts of cats that just didn't make it. And then other cats like, oh, somebody please fucking tell me. What the fuck has Heath Slater done in the fucking ring, out of the ring, in someone's bedroom that made him number 100 on his fucking list? Somebody fucking tell me. Somebody
anybody?
Fucking tell me.
I don't know. Anybody in chat want to answer that question?
I'm stunned, man. I could read you the next three people after that, and it'll segue into what my co-host has to say. But number 101, Colt Cabana. Extremely talented, extremely entertaining dude. Should still be signed with the WWE because this guy, I can't understand where he could have gone wrong because he's just like, he's an unbelievable entertainer. I said that completely wrong. But unbelievable entertainer. And, I mean, he should be tagging with Punk, you know? You know, Second City Saints style, you know? But 102, Homicide. Obviously, we got mad love for this dude. We had him on our show last week. And, you know, man. So, 102. So, you got Colt Cabana, Homicide. They're not... just not good enough to be Heath Slater just yet. I mean, that shit is insane to me. I've never even seen this fucking dude before. And then he's on my TV, and now he's ranked two dudes better than Homicide. Like, wow. That's insane. So, 103, another guy that I respect a lot that just happened to lose his title. And,
Good.
You know, yeah.
Good.
And my co-host has a completely different aspect on this dude. Right, and this my co-host has a different aspect on this dude, and I think that he deserves that, but I think another guy that he's tied to deserves better, and we'll talk to that about in a minute. But what do you think about John Moxley being ranked at 103, Eric?
Well, I know I got some girls in the chat room, so cover your ears. It's not going to get over,
sure,
but I think...
they're hardcore.
The way that John Moxley got his big breaks was because a promoter seeing something in him. His match with B-Boy at Dragon Gate was not good at all because of Moxley. B-Boy did good, but Moxley just kept, like, I watched the match. And it wasn't good. It was, you know, B-Boy tried hard, but Moxley kept effing up. Kept messing up moves after moves. He almost killed B-Boy off the top rope. And then he gets with Dragongate, and that's a totally different story for a totally different time, if you ask me. I mean, I don't think, I mean, the way I look at it is that if he wouldn't have been in Dragongate, he would be much higher. I mean, if, I mean, much
lower,
lower
on
down
the
list. Yeah,
that's
what I'd say.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility, and but either way, I don't think that what you're saying is true. That maybe that match sucked. I mean, but it could be chemistry. I mean, Duke have, you know, there's so many different intangibles. But overall, I've seen a lot of his work month in and month out, and to be like a loyal CZW fan like me, if someone wins a title that didn't earn it, believe me, I'm gonna be upset. But I was not upset at all when fucking Moxley won the title because I mean,
I think a lot of more people deserve the belt
I don't know what you're trying to talk about.
More people deserve to be the champion, like Callahan. Like, seriously,
well,
Callahan was on a roll for a while.
Well, listen.
And they went, we'll give the belt to Moxley.
Here's what I could say about that. That's a good segue because what I have to say about Sammy is Sammy should be under the number 100, definitely. If Heath Slater ranks in at 100, Sammy, okay, now I just, you know, I said the dates before what they cover. So obviously December is covered, right? So Sammy worked his ass off technically. He bust people's ass in the ring. He did the best strong style. He did the best quick matches, you know, sprints, everything. He was doing everything out there. His gimmick was crazy over. He was cutting bomb promos and just putting his shit out there, right? Everybody's only complaint, oh, Sammy won't take bumps. Sammy won't take bumps. Next thing you know, Cage of Death. This fucking dude did a glass match with Sammy, with Danny Havoc. And, I mean, they proved everybody wrong. Everybody wrong. I mean, Sammy opened the back of his fucking neck up like it was like they were doing surgery and shit, you know. So I think he took leaps and bounds over. And it's not just about it doing a hardcore match, but consistent work that he was putting out there between mic work and ring work and all of that. He earned every fucking bit of what he did. And did he drop status or did he maintain? What happened this year? Did you see that? Because you got, like, all these past years on me. I ain't got all that.
I don't even... I have the thing which I have right now. Jay, I'm sorry to say this, but I only have the top 10 of the last couple of years. I don't have the full list of all the last years.
Okay.
So
I find it, I'll let you know. Sam, here you go.
Well,
Sam,
I'm getting heat from the girl. I'm getting heat from some girls on the Facebook about what I said about Moxley. Well, I'm gonna stick by it. I don't think
Yeah, whatever,
Moxley's
man.
Not...
Like what you like, bro. But no, what I'm saying, okay, Sammy. Let's put it this way. Sammy is at 174 this year, and last year he was at 194. So he took a 20-point jump, and that's good and everything, right? Moxley is at 103. He was at 471 last year. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big jump. Big, big jump. And, you know, Sammy started off the Switchblade Conspiracy. Again, I'm definitely not the one bashing Moxley because I definitely like his work and nothing about that. But just comparing the two people within, you know, their group, as people often do. And, you know, but I just didn't think that was a good balance at all. So, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where would you rank Moxley?
I'd probably rank him maybe 150. I think 103 is too. I mean, look at the guys that are, you know, he's above. El Generico, who has put some awesome stuff in the Ring of Honor, who comes in at 118. Jay Lethal, and you know, just entertaining stuff.
Well,
I mean,
you got to feel, in this past year, Moxley is, you know, he's got himself into Evolve, Dragon Gate. He's been CZW champion. He's been FIB champion. I think he's still FIB champion. He's had death matches in the That's stretch
but of
days.
Jericho's Ring of Honor, he has a good. He had a good feud with Kevin Steen for a while.
Who?
I mean, the guy, El Generico. No way that Moxley's better than El Generico. No way.
But
maybe,
I wouldn't use that guy as the example, neither. You know, it's a different character. It's a different, you know, it's a whole different Steve.
Well,
but
yeah.
I wouldn't use him as the, hey, he's not better than El Generico. Why don't you look at the other names that are in between that and that, and you'll really fucking freak out, because I'm telling you. Where's El Generico at?
118.
118.
Yeah, yeah. Zack Ryder is above him.
Heath Slater. Again, I just got to keep going back to Heath Slater, man. He's better than all, man. He's 100. 100. You know, it's just crazy, man. The amount of work that these guys
have to put out. How about Ezekiel Jackson? How about that one? Ezekiel Jackson at 93.
Oh, yeah. He's so much better than people. Like, who the fuck? Really?
And Luke Gallows is at 90. Are you serious? Like, Chad Gaspard above Mark and Amazing Loretta.
Wow. I hear you. Even Kane, man.
Yoshi
Nobody's
Tatsu.
Given a fuck about Kane for a while, man. For real. Like, that dude, yo, he's definitely a legend, this and that, but, I mean, there's legends on this bitch that ain't even in there. Like, Ric Flair, like, he might have not worked the fucking best matches of his career. Wait. Let me iron that out. He definitely didn't work the best matches of his career this year, but his gimmick is like a senile old legend is fucking hilarious to me. Maybe I'm the only one. I know a lot of people shit on Ric Flair's gimmick right now, but I think it's hilarious. He's just like a senile old legend that freaks the fuck out all the time. And I think, you know, just on gimmick, some of these guys, you know, I mean, should be out of there because of their gimmick or, you know, just work rate, wherever it comes in.
I mean, look at this. Rob Terry. I mean, seriously? I mean, Davey Richards at 32. I'm going up the list now because I'm just checking out some stuff. But within five ranks, Davey Richards at 32 and 37, Eddie Edwards. You know, the American Wolves got a pretty good ranking, you know. And a lot of people don't like the American Wolves. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, the whole thing with Davey and how he could be retiring at the end of the year.
I mean, Davey's badass, man. Honestly, like, Davey's one of them top dudes, no maybes. I mean, he puts some shit out there, you know.
He puts some good shit out. Yeah, I agree. But like I said before, he's gonna there's rumors of him retiring, and to see what the impact. Davey Richards, because he wants. I don't know if you know this, but he's actually a volunteer firefighter, and he wants to pursue that full time. And he was saying in probably December that December is going to be it for him for wrestling, that he's going to give it up because he's going to do this firefighting thing. But for him to, you know, be gone from Ring of Honor and Tyler Black to be gone possibly by September, that leaves two big guys, you know, gone from the company. You know, what happens with Ring of Honor then, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not seemed to be going well for a while now, honestly. I mean, they put on some good shows here and there, but I've heard nothing but backlash on, you know, shit starting to go like a bad direction. So, hey, I hope not, man, because like I said, they put on awesome fucking shows in the past. I've been bigged them up before, but nah, I hope none of these indies die and they find a way to keep it going, because the more that, the more options, the better the other shit gets and everything.
Yeah, then, you know, you won't have the option of being lazy. Because a lot of indie feds, when they don't have competition, they're like, we'll be lazy. We'll do this. We'll do that. We won't try to outdo anybody else because there's nobody to outdo. You know, wrestling needs competition, like you said.
Of course.
3 seconds ago. You know, if you don't have competition, you're going to get too comfortable. You're going to sit around, you're going to fool around, you know. And what else kills it, and I don't know if you know this, Jay, but they give free tickets away at TV shows for the TV tapings. They don't pay, at the Philly, in Philly. They pay, you can get free tickets at the door. for the Ring of Honor TV tapings.
That's crazy.
So half those fans that you see on TV is like, they got free tickets. You know what I mean? They didn't pay.
And another thing I got to keep getting back to this because it's burning me. It's fucking burning me. But just Heath Slater shit, right? All right. Like, just by your word, please, people, please fucking email me. Let me know what the fuck this dude has because I just don't get it. But, okay, on your own show, you had Wade Barrett win that shit, right? And he's at 109. Heath Slater sits at 100 and has no bit of a leadership role in that whole shit there. What? Why? Can somebody just phone?
I don't know. Maybe. But here's the thing. You gotta watch what you're saying, though, Jay, because the guy could possibly come back and bite you in the butt and have an amazing performance and be right
until he does that. I can't vouch for it. Until he does it, I can't vouch for it and put the guy at 100 above guys like Homicide and Paul London and Kaz Hayashi and Chuck Taylor and. I just flip these pages and keep going. Fucking.
Did you see what Drake Younger?
Sanjay and Sammy and what? Go ahead.
Drake Younger at 245.
Yeah. They really had no love for Pulp Fiction neither, because I mean you got Brain Damage ain't in it. Masada ain't in it. And Masada, I mean he's worked from Japan to fucking everything. You know, and he's been busting his ass in deathmatch tournaments, not just death matches, like tournaments. And in regular
matches, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But him, you know, all these guys like that, out of Cold Fiction, definitely go with Brain Damage, Masada, you can go with JC Bailey, not in there. This dude won like two or three fucking deathmatch tournaments this year. Within that time. So that's crazy to me that, like, people could actually put that out there. You know, and he's not even on the list. And it's not right. But, yeah, man. What else you upset about?
Well, I'm actually reading in the chat room. People, I don't know if you want me to read off some...
Yeah, why not?
There's
some chat room shit out there.
Alex Stair says, not being mean... I love Mox. He's a good guy, but why isn't Drake up more? He needs to be way up.
Well, to me, Drake, I mean, he's an unbelievable performer. He always has been, but he has stepped down his hardcore in the past year. He actually just stepped it back up, but he actually, like, towards the end of his title run, started to go on more of a wrestling thing, which is good to have both styles. But a lot of times when you do get on that rise and you're one of the most hardcore people and you're taking falls off truck holding the trophy through light tube cables, the crazy shit he was doing, you're going to get a certain reputation. And the Necro shit happened the same way. You know, he turned into more of a brawler and Drake got more into technical and just hard hitting and just more strong style. And I have no problem with it, but you're going to lose part of the hype that you already built up off of something else. So that's why I kind of expect him to drop a little points, and I don't agree with it, but it's the only like logic that I could put as from an outside view that might be why it happened. I don't know. I think he should go back up next year by all means.
It's Alex Starr, by the way.
The what?
Give me 1 second.
All right. Yeah,
I'll be right back.
Don't know where he went. Okay. All right. We got Kota Ibushi at 250. And again, who the fuck is Heath Slater? Kota Ibushi. Goddamn. Kota Ibushi, B-Boy at 249. Had him on last week. You know, coming... That's crazy. I mean, 149 people above. Yeah, it's just not right. Eric, man, where the fuck you go? Killing me, son. Gage is at 284. And within the time that Gage, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. I was just about to say, was within the time that Gage almost died or did die and came back at TOD and came back a couple months later in full fucking wrestling capacity, he was ranked as low as he was at 284. So as far as, you know, who deserves what, I mean, a lot of people didn't damn near die last year and come back a few months later. Like, so, I mean, you got to look at it from that. That's definitely like a somewhat of a landmark for what you should be dealing with. And it's terrible, but what can you do?
How about this one? We had him on the show, our first show. He's at 332, Matt Walsh.
I mean, I think he was not listed last year.
Nah, he wasn't even listed last year, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool because, you know, I mean, obviously he went to WWE Developmental, and then off of that, he went, he worked with PWU a lot over there with Johnny and all that, and I guess all of that got him onto the rankings. That's good. You know, I'm all for the careers to forward and, you know, just more wrestlers in the business, the more the better, and, you know, just keeps the game fresh. So.
Yeah, you can't have it stale, you know.
No. If you got five dudes in the room, you can only see the matches for so many times, and no matter how good they are. So, by all means.
Any guys that you thought deserve to be, like, higher?
Gage, Sammy, I mean, you know, I definitely said those right off the bat, Gage and Sammy, and then you know, the people I said that wasn't even on there is fucking crazy, so I don't know, man. You got some of that same shit in your head, too?
I'm looking at it right now. Gage at 284 is okay. I mean, like you said, I mean, it's okay, but Tim Donst above Ego, Ego Fantastico.
Yeah.
I don't know about
you go
that.
Back and forth, and some shit's, it's just completely unbelievable. I mean, I even look at, like, a guy like Quiet Storm, who's at 289, that I used to love watching. I thought his shit was awesome and shit, but, like, he's really fallen off of most of, like, the main shit. He used to be on ROH, he used to be on CZW, he used to be on Jersey All-Pro. Now he's not on any of that. He works a few New York joints and this and that. But somehow he maintains 289. Well, shit, if you still maintain 289 and come work some of the Philly joints or the New Jersey joints or something to keep your name out there, because I would still love to see that same work ethic. I mean, if you're still up there at 289, then fuck, man. Show up. I want to see this shit. But
I mean, yeah. How about let's go to another one. TJ Perkins. TJP. He's been doing some good stuff. I mean, he had a knee injury.
Where's
he was working Evolve and Dragon Gate. He's at 336.
That's not bad, but he's another guy that's gonna get there. He's gonna get a lot higher on that list within the next 2 years. If he keeps doing the same shit he's doing on the Northeast like he's been doing here and there. You know, I think that's going to boost him a lot. Like, that match versus Sawa that he had in Evolve, that shit was
good.
Bananas. I mean, they kicked the shit out of each other. No, maybe they fucked each other the fuck up. And that's crazy. And springboard over that to fucking Evolve. The next Evolve they having is going to be Bryan Danielson versus Sawa.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
You're going to see a lot of fucking hard-hitting shit in that match. Believe me. So that was a beast, and you already know about Bryan Danielson. So that shit is
best in the world. Best in the world. Right there.
Well, you know that's to be, but you know that.
Whoa!
But you know, so they're gonna bust their ass, man, and that shit is gonna be really good. I would recommend everybody going out to that because you're gonna see two guys kick the shit out of each other in that main event. And there's so many other good matches on that card. I can't even remember them right now. I don't know if you got them in front of you, Eric, but. They got
pull up in a minute though.
Yeah, they got some ill shit over there, and I only went to the first of all, And they beat the shit out of each other. The Kota Ibushi Davey Richards match. I mean, Davey needs to be just as high as he is, and Kota Ibushi should be right up there with the top high flyers in the business. I mean, he's unbelievable.
I agree, totally agree. The guy's. I mean, he has lightning quick speed with his stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Another guy that I don't even know if he's on the list, and I don't recall looking at it and seeing this, but is AR Fox on the list, or did he? No, he didn't even get on the list.
I don't think AR got on the list yet. He is kind of new. His lines where he actually started getting noticed big is, to me, maybe I'm wrong. I don't watch everything, but is I think it's
CZW.
Shit
in Georgia. Well, he tore shit in Georgia.
Right. I'm saying when, like, he started getting actually noticed and a bunch of people were yelling about him. Is I would think, you know, he came off of whatever reputation he had over there, and he came to CZW and blew the world up. You know what I mean? Just on his matches, and he's doing crazy springboard leg drops to the fucking apron on cats, like double springboard leg drops to the apron. And then, you know, running off the ring post and moonsaulting to the outside.
I seen that the other day, and I was like, what? Are you serious?
The dude is doing, like, some real innovative and real crisp, real accurate shit. And that's gold in the indies. That's just gold in the indies. That's why I think, you know, they should run Best of the Best this year. Just my opinion,
yeah,
but they should put A.R. Fox over. They should put A.R. Fox over in Best of the Best this year because, you know, we've had DJ on, and he said it's, you know, some of these guys, they might be the future in the company, and we want it to be the best in the world. That's what Best of the Best means, but I'm sorry, you know, no disrespect, but I got to beg to differ because fucking Best of the Best one, show stealer of that shit was Briscoe versus Briscoe. Who the fuck were they to the United States until they put on that match and built from there? Now, the Briscoe brothers are one of the best tag teams in the indies. So, obviously, that wasn't the best in the world at the time. That was two brothers that tore shit up. Best of the Best, too. I mean, you had Jody Fleisch and Johnny Storm, two guys that might have been known where they was from, but over here, you had a few people that might have caught, like, a tape trade off of that, but otherwise, they blew it up, and then all of a sudden, Jody Fleisch, Johnny Storm, wow, look how good they are. Bookings all over the place. You know, this was definitely not built off of something that was the best at the time.
That's the best
it
four.
Was,
you forget about
yeah.
that one, too. Bobby Kwan's. I said, remember Best of the Best Four? Bobby Kwan's tore shit up.
Yeah, but, you know, the guys like B-Boy that really stamped their fucking name in that shit as far as CZW. The matches in Best of the Best for B-Boy, for Super Dragon, for that, marked their comebacks, you know, marked everybody their bookings because that was, they fucking set the building up with that and they built off of that and they became what they were in the company. But I just want to put that out there. I just think, like, AR Fox is another one of them dudes. There's a lot of them cats out there right now, you know, and I think Best of the Best definitely needs to happen this year. So you want to go back to this 500, you can go right ahead off of that or make your own comment.
Somebody in the chat room made a point, and I'm kind of pissed about it too. None of the members of the Osirian Portal who actually were in Japan and, you know, wrestled for Chikara, and really put on some really, really good matches in Chikara and other companies like NWA Force One. And, you know, they've been on Ring of Honor dark matches. They've done it all. You know, they're going to be crossing over into CZW, as Alex Starr said in the chat room. You know, they're not even on the list. And, I mean, I want to know one thing about this PWI list, and this could get controversial, whatever. To get on that list and get a higher and get on that list, to get on the list, what do you have to do? Do you have to, like really just, like, whore yourself out to these people that make the decisions and make these people happy? Or what is this? Is this a popularity contest, or is it all about politics, or what? Because, like, everything I'm looking at is, like I don't know. Like, these people must be, like, Mark, like, just like, it might be politicking, you know? Or it might be a popularity contest. I don't know. That's one problem. This is one of those years that I don't agree with a lot of the stuff. You know, usually in years past, you never agree with it?
Never have. It's always the same way, man. The more you know about indie wrestling, the more you can look at it and be like, fucking kidding me. Like I said, like the show I said the other week, you know, that originally, you know, Steve Mack actually brought up online, and he was saying, oh, you know, it's funny how everybody's marking out for that Randy Orton countering Evan Bourne with a cutter, because D-Boy did that shit years ago, and it was, that's fucking true. And nobody was like over the internet and like, oh my god, that shit. Every fucking review, every wrestling show, every internet podcast, everybody was like, did you see that fucking reversal into the cutter, into the RKO? You know, B-Boy did that shit on Jack Evans, did that shit on Evan Bourne. They hit a DDT off that shit with, I think, Evans.
Yeah.
I mean, with a, you know, just crazy shit, man. And it's just a sad thing that it's got to actually show up in the main event of Raw for people to even acknowledge it. It's just a shame. That's why I say support the indies, because you're going to see a lot of better shit out there. And some of these guys might not make it on your TV, but you're definitely going to be wowed by the performance of these guys. It's definitely a different level.
It's just I don't understand it. Like, how can you make a list? Like, can me and you make a list? I guess anybody can make a list.
Yeah,
everybody in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room, make a list of 500 wrestlers and rank them. That's your homework assignment for the next. Just
you got any more questions from the chat room?
Well, I got some comments.
Questions from the chat room. Take some questions from the chat room. Throw some questions up. Let's do this.
All right, you want to ask some questions to the chat room? You want to ask some questions, or
I want them to ask questions. Throw some questions up.
Yeah, anybody want to ask questions? Anybody want us to throw a name out there?
Anything to add, anything? Yo, definitely. Because, you know, it's 500 people. I don't know 500 people, so, shit.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? I try to get into it. I know a lot of them, but.
Yeah, they're all good. I mean, a lot of them are good, but. Anybody want to throw a name out there? And we'll give our thoughts on them. You can throw anybody out there. Hulk Hogan. Why is Hulk Hogan on the list? Well,
because he sucks and he can barely walk and he has a fucking he should be riding a Segway to the fucking ring like he did his whole show at his goddamn house. You know what I mean, like, if you can't walk around your own house, how the fuck am I believe you're walking out to the ring and clearing shit with a right hand? Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Seriously, get that dude out of here. Go ahead.
Somebody just mentioned that Dragon Kid needs to be higher.
Dragon Kid, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, yo, that's another one of them, like, top Japan. Like, that's a high-flying dude. Like, he's got unbelievable talent. Where's Dragon Kid at now?
People in the chat room said they didn't do homework.
242. Yeah, 242. Eat a dick. Yeah, I got you.
this one, Ruckus, 240. You see that, Ruckus, 244?
But that's cool. But I'm saying, 242, man, like, he should definitely be higher. He's really good. He needs more, you know, America exposure. He's got some, but some of these companies get ignored, whether they're America or Japanese, mostly Japanese. I think the creator of this is not a big fan of the Japanese, honestly. But, he throws a couple in there to just, you know, keep from a lawsuit or some bullshit, but I don't think he likes too much of that, honestly.
Somebody's asking why Miami Toyota is not on it.
If it's the same one I'm thinking of, that's a female, though, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
But they're not. They didn't add any females in here. They don't, because I think they have.
How about this? You want to argue? Want to argue about something for a second?
Okay.
What about opening the PWI 500 to females?
Well, I don't have a problem with that, honestly. I mean, but I just think it's going to suck if, like, the females end up ranking, like, towards the late 400s every year. I think it's disrespectful. I think they should have their own count. There should at least be, like, a 50 count in the female department, or 100 or something, and just list the top 100 in the fucking, in the world, because it's just sad to lump everything together. I mean, you got a guy like, honestly, like, there's no disrespect to the females anywhere, but, I mean, you got a guy like AJ Styles. You're going to have a female that wrestles better than AJ Styles, or you're going to have a Necro's, I think, in 200-something. You're going to have a more hardcore dude than the Necro Butcher.
Amazing
but
Kong.
It's a chick.
Amazing,
I mean,
Kong is the best.
Is better,
I mean,
than the Necro Butcher is what you're saying?
She's the female Necro Butcher. She's fucking crazy.
That's a ridiculous statement. That's just, I don't know. That's a ridiculous statement. But I fuck with her? Absolutely not. She's a bad bitch. I'm just saying, yo, that has nothing to do with me saying that, hey, man, the Necro Butcher is a different breed, man. You ain't just going, I mean, it's hard to be a dude and fuck with a Necro Butcher. You definitely ain't going to be a chick and fuck with a Necro Butcher. And that's no
Ricky
disrespect
Knuckles,
to nobody.
Ricky Knuckles did.
Yeah. Kayfabe, yeah, she did well, and Mickey's bad as hell. She is. Mickey's bad as hell. She can hang with dudes, no maybes. It's nothing like that. I'm not even saying anything close to that. I'm just saying, like, some of these dudes have, like, amazed me. Like, they look like horror movie characters. I haven't seen a chick become a horror movie character, or otherwise I'll be like, what about her? And that's all, man. It's just what that is. And I think they should definitely have their own top 100 in the same magazine or another magazine. It doesn't make a difference to me. But whatever, way would actually shine light towards the ones that are doing well, like Mercedes Martinez, she's badass. Who would be your number one? I'd have to go with Mercedes and probably second on Sal Del Rey. Who would you put as your top 10 females? I don't know if I could do a top 10, but go ahead, do yours.
I could do a top 5. I think
Sarah
Del Rey is number 1.
Sarah Del Rey
is probably number 1. Yeah, because
okay.
I think she's incredible. And her stuff that she puts on every week, it's like, when she comes on TV, everything stops. I watch her. I'm a huge fan of Sarah Del Rey. No, it's not because I have a picture with her on Facebook. It's because I respect her.
I think
you're right. are we live? Are we live, bro? Are we live?
I think so.
Fuck.
Are you crazy? Anyway,
whatever. Sarah Del Rey is a very good wrestler, and I enjoy her stuff every time. Number two, everybody's given Mercedes Martinez the fucking, oh, she's one of the best. I think her older stuff, like 2005, 2004 stuff, was better because she's just doing squash matches now in Evolve and Indy,
because who can fuck with her?
But that's not because they're not putting her against competition. They're putting her against 110.
Go ahead. Your number two is.
Oh, here we go. They're putting her against 100-pound females. Of course, she's gonna beat the living daylights out of these.
Your number two
is Amazing Kong.
Okay.
Number three would be Mercedes.
Okay. If you want to bump shit up, that's fine. But, go ahead.
Number four. I don't like the girl's work, but I respect it. And it's going to shock a lot of people. I think it's Daisy Hayes.
She's all right.
She's trained with some of the best, Trained with Delirious. Matt Sydal trained, wrestled countless, Shimmer, which is I don't hear much about Shimmer anymore, and I'm surprised because I think Shimmer is good, and it really helps women's wrestling. that whatever that have you here's man talk now. Right? Man talk.
Man talk. Oh,
have you ever heard of that women's promotion that runs at the arena? That it's like, I don't know, it's called like Dangerous Women of Wrestling or something.
No, I never fucking heard of that.
They don't even some of the matches they don't even
at
wrestle,
all.
Like they wrestle in like pudding matches and
that's,
they try to get themselves over as like real wrestling. It's like,
oh, how about
what?
That? I said, how about that? That sounds respectful.
Yeah, real respectful, yeah. Really.
Nah. But what I'm saying, like, your top five is, okay, run this down for me quicker, because you're killing me.
Del Rey, Kong, Martinez, Hayes.
It's Martinez, Hayes, so yeah. So you're going to five now, right?
And I can't even think of a fifth one that's, I mean, they're all in that fifth category. Like, I can't even. I would have to say it's those four, and then the rest of them. It's,
wow.
Like,
okay. Well,
like Rocky
Khan,
I mean, I don't follow too much of Japanese women's wrestling. I follow more of American, women's
wrestling. Yeah, honestly, that's the only thing that I want to leave the disclaimer before I, put my shit out there. But I apologize to Japanese women's wrestling because I don't watch enough of it, and I'm sure this list would be a completely different list if I had, because it's just obvious. My list is definitely number one. I give it Mercedes Martinez, and. Number two, I would give to Sarah Del Rey. I give three to Amazing Kong. Wow, four and five is hard because, honestly, I see a lot more talent out there than you do. And you just, I mean, Melina, she's very, very talented. Even Mickey James, unbelievably talented. She just left the company and did some other shit and, but either way, like in the past year, like Mickey James has done enough to land a four or five easy. Probably land a two in one of these other votes, but honestly, I'll put her up there. It's hard to say. TNA, I mean, Victoria does well, but I don't know if I put her five, but shit. It's hard. There's a lot. Annie Social does a great job. I mean, she did a great job, like, while being, like, extremely emotional at Acid Fest, understandably so. But, yeah, man, she did the closest thing to an acid bomb at that fucking show. Nobody else even attempted that shit, because everybody always said that was a really hard match, hard move not to kill somebody with. So, yeah, she did a good job, and, she's probably one of those that I'll put up there too, just on indie work because I'm a sucker for the indies. But that's probably what I would do on the top five. But what else you got with this? You got some more questions? You got what?
Well, people are saying that we can't forget about Sumi Sakai.
Yeah, Sumi Sakai. Excellent.
I haven't seen her in a while though. I haven't seen her in a hot second.
She's worked, but not. Okay.
All right, we need to talk about this one because I've just seen the name and I'm like, all right. I mean, he's been on our show. He's on our first show. Johnny Cashmere rolling in at number 319.
Okay, that's good for him. I don't know. I honestly haven't seen much of his recent work at all. And a lot of the shows that, like, he was supposed to do, he didn't do. Yeah, I was looking at the results, and then this dude was replaced with this dude, and it was kind of like a reoccurring theme. So if he did wrestle enough to get him at 380-something or whatever you just said, but then great, man. That's great, man, because that's my dude. And it's good to see him in there. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten a chance to see him, do any type of work myself. But if somebody else saw it and liked it, then fuck it. I mean, like I said, I wish that dude success always, man. And a lot of dudes, I feel the same way about whether they do or they don't. Fuck, man, I hope they do. So, yeah.
All right, we need to talk about this one. this another name that I don't even, nah, he's not even on here. Devin Moore.
Devin Moore, man. Another guy that wasn't on the fucking list. Wow. I mean,
I totally forgot about that one until I realized, I'm like, me too.
You know, I already explained what he did last show. He wrestled first Johnny Cashmere, who doesn't get along with, at the Trent Acid tribute show where everyone's emotional because they lost their friend. And, you know, Devin was one of them dudes. And, you know, coming off of that shit, he was like, wow, like just stunned and just had to do what he had to do because people wanted to see that match. And that was a good way to get fans in. And look, people that don't like each other putting their shit aside, but there was never, like, fences mended. They were just like, I'm hurt and you're hurt, and let's go. You know? Like, whatever their original problem was, wasn't solved. There was something else that trumped that in order to get those guys in the ring. So that's an emotional thing right there. That's not just, oh, well, the booker was paying me more than I normally get so I could not fight with this guy. It wasn't a, it was so much deeper than that, you know? So when it comes off of that and the guy just got to work that match, that's one thing, right? So he had to do that midway through the day. Well, nighttime, he also had to retire his partner. And, I mean, that's got to be a harder
shit
ever.
Who didn't make the list? Either?
Yeah, who also didn't make the list on the year of his retirement. I'm sure he's thanking everybody in wrestling right now. But, you know, that's ridiculous, too. And he busted his ass, too. He pod dropped motherfuckers to death. Even Pinky. Pinky wasn't on there neither. And he did some shit too. So, it's crazy, man. So, I don't really know. I mean, I hope next year is better. And I hope everybody's able to springboard themselves up. Maybe place a few phone calls. If phone calls what it takes, man, let me know, motherfuckers. I'll make some crazy phone calls to these fucking people's mothers and shit, and we'll get y'all all up there on the rankings. I don't give a shit, you know? I'll get banged up and just call everybody's mother's house and shit and be like, put them on the list. Swear to God. You know? Everybody be where they should be. I don't know.
You want to throw some more names out there? Since we have 23 minutes left in the show, you want to throw some more names out there?
Like I said, Any more things that are coming out of the chat room?
People are saying that they can't believe Devin didn't make the list. Just like that. No questions. Anybody want to, if anybody wants to send a question or a comment, you could do so through the chat room. We appreciate the listenership, and fan interaction is always welcomed.
Yeah, absolutely. And next week, we're going to probably launch, I don't know what fucking day, this shit is havoc right now, but we're going to do this shit again. You know, if y'all could play chase with us right quick and, you know, just get on our tail and see, you know, we're going to work one of these days this week. We're going to do a show one of these days this week. I would hope every Thursday type shit, but that's probably not going to work out until later in the year.
We have a question.
But,
we do have a question.
Okay.
Little LC wants to know our thoughts on, I'm going to say it just like it, thoughts on my fellow Brit Puck.
What?
Somebody said thoughts on my fellow Brit Puck. They want to talk about us to talk about Puck.
A Puck, yeah. Another extremely, extremely talented dude. I mean, I think there's a good amount of language barrier with that dude. So, like, even the times he came over, I didn't think he ranked as high as he should have. You know, but, or did he rank? Shit. But, I mean, he may or may not have ranked, but if he did, it definitely wasn't where he should have been. And, I don't know. He's another one of them dudes. I mean, you know, even Thumbtack Jack, 409. I mean, that's way late in the list. And, you know, won the TOD Rewind last year. And, I mean, he's been busting his ass, retired from death matches this year. It says all sorts of shit like that. It says all that shit right in his fucking bio. And somehow they still put him at 409 like he doesn't mean shit. So, it's not really right.
What about this for next week, next Sunday? Is that cool?
Well, We could do next Sunday. Yeah, we could do next Sunday. That'll be backlash from the CZW show. I'll definitely be going to what is this called? Tangle Web. I'll be going to the Tangle Web next Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And fucking hitting that shit up, and definitely gonna get my full thoughts on Sunday and what's going on. Yeah, we're gonna try to do that. We're gonna try to get some guests off of that. I have a good feeling we probably will. I'm pretty good with this, and you know, this was definitely like a wild week, and I really wanted to get into the PWI 500. I think we did a decent job at that, at most.
We still have a lot more time left in the show. We have 20 minutes left, so we're not completely
done with
the PWI. Yeah.
No, I ain't completely wrapping up. I'm just saying that. I think we did a pretty good job going over some things.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely wide open to whoever got, you know, thoughts on this and whatever else is going on. And, yeah, man. And Thursday we're going to... Go ahead.
I got one for us right now. Coming in at number 311. I don't even think he wrestles.
What? The fuck are you talking about? What? Yo! I don't know if I lost this dude just now. You said coming in at 3, what was that, 311? I looked that shit up myself. See what the fuck are you talking about? 311. Eric. What is going on with this dude? Makes me do more work than I want to. Prince Nana's at 311. So that's cool, man. He obviously resurged himself in ROH and everything else. And ECWA been working at. And that's cool. Yo, this dude gonna make me close the second week without a fucking outro. That's a goddamn shame. He's killing me.
Oh, you guys, are you there?
Are you back?
Well, I don't
you
know
back,
what happened. I was talking. All of a sudden,
I just started talking shit about you stranding me again and shit. I was throwing you in the fire right here.
No, all of a sudden, this phone is about to go ape crap because I was talking. I was like, number 311's Prince Nana, and all of a sudden I heard a silence, and I thought you were laughing or something at it. And then I realized, I'm like, there's nothing. I couldn't hear nothing. So I went, it wasn't muted. It was still on. I'm like, can anyone hear me? So it's hanging out real loud.
Yeah.
Like,
you go ahead and discuss Prince Nana, because I already did. Like, I was like, last thing he said is number 311. It's, and then you cut the fuck off. So I explained it to the people, and now you can explain what you was even going to say.
I'm not a fan of it. Prince Nana is not a worker. Unless Prince Nana has been wrestling in the Far East, Japan, or I don't even know where the hell he's wrestling. He doesn't deserve to be on the top 500 list. He's a manager.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's everybody's opinion. I mean, if managers get into fucking Billy Graham,
think?
Should definitely be in.
Yeah, if there's a manager, yeah. Well, why don't we put in, you want to throw fans in there too? I mean, if you want to throw not in there.
Oh, that's fucked up. If you put fans on the same level as managers, then you fucked up. That's a different breed of animal, bro. That's it's part of the business and not part of the business.
Different. Billy Graham would be up there. If Billy Graham was on the list, I'd put Billy Graham up there because he at Tournament of Death. He did some crazy shit.
Yeah, he did. But, I mean, beyond that, he does like a lot of pushing. He does like a lot of great promos and, everything that goes on. He does a good job. Robbie Marino's another guy. Fucking manager. I mean, this dude cuts bomb promos. And like, the team, they got to say shit. You can have, like, four motherfuckers there just nodding like, you goddamn right. And Robbie Marino just cutting shit up on the mic. And then everybody walks off looking good. Yeah, I mean, that's the type of shit that matters in wrestling as far as a manager. And I think that should show up on some list. I don't think it should be on the top 500 wrestlers list. I think, you should probably make another list for that. And again, I would throw probably top 50 managers because there's not that many managers. But, yeah, I mean, those guys would definitely be in the top three. I don't understand why they wouldn't. And, it's one of those lost arts of wrestling. where, you know, I mean, there's guys who aren't good on the mic, and that's not a great, that's not a terrible thing. How many guys were not great on the mic and had a manager that spoke for them all the fucking time? Like, Undertaker plays an unbelievable gimmick and has no fucking mic skill, so he had Paul Bearer for most of the time. That's, you know, that's just shit that goes on. You know, there's so many guys that had mouthpieces, and that's fucking fine. Even, I mean, Jimmy Hart, you know what I mean? Look, the fuck he's done for the fucking wrestling business. And, I mean, it just comes with the territory, man. I think that should be something that shouldn't die. It should just be part of it. And the people who need it, get it. Heels, face, you know, they play their different roles, man. It means something to wrestling.
I agree.
Yeah. What else you got?
Yeah. Let's see. Ryan McBride at 348.
Yeah. Hey, he's a great worker, man. He doesn't really have charisma, in my opinion. He really doesn't. He just looks very bland when he comes out there and looks at you and, like, kind of got that help me look on him. You know, even if he smiles or he looks cocky, it doesn't come over with the fans where they should be impressed. His ability is fucking very impressive. He's very multi-talented. Like, he's able to do aerials. He's able to do technical. He's starting to get, you know, to the point where he's definitely big enough to fucking do some stiff power move type shit. You know, there's a lot of good things coming out of this dude, but there's some kind of missing link, and I'm not really in the business. I'm not a wrestler. I can't say, hey, do this better, because that's what it is. Like, I'm not one of them guys. So it's probably someone he's working with that could probably elaborate on this, but there's something missing that doesn't put Ryan McBride as high as he should be. You know, that's just my opinion on that dude. I mean, he's definitely very talented, and He just needs to hone in on something. Don't know what it is that's going to catch, and he could just ride that fucking wave all the way. Don't really know.
I mean, yeah. How about this one? A good friend of mine, he's in the list. I'm pretty happy for him. And he comes in at number 417, Adam Cole, the CZW Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah. Great wrestler. Great wrestler, man. I mean, it's definitely expect him on the list. He's young and everything else, but, man, he's definitely stepped his fucking shit up in a small amount of time. He's working for fucking mag companies. He's getting his name out there, man. He's definitely going to be a big thing in wrestling.
Yeah. Wow. Somebody says 484 is the best name ever. Phil Latio. Apparently that's the best name ever. They're laughing about that.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Is that guy in our chat room right now?
No. It's actually Lisa.
Oh.
She posted that. She said that.
No, because it's Phil. You said it wrong. And that's why I now understand. It's Phil Atio.
Okay.
Yeah, Phil Atio.
Okay.
That's why it's the best name ever. That's not that bad.
See, I can't.
I don't have a problem with that. That's cool.
How about this one?
So,
Eli Cottonwood, 472.
Fuck that guy, man. He's retarded. It's just my opinion. He might not be, but he looks retarded. He got like a 10-minute promo or 5-minute promo on a fucking mustache like a couple weeks ago. I don't know how to handle
seriously
people like that.
What about Mike Seidel? Have you seen Mike Seidel at all, Jim?
Yeah, I've seen Spiral almost kill him at one of those. I think it was at Cage of Death. I've seen Spiral almost kill him with that fucking backflipping Styles Clash shit that he does. But it was, he just landed it on his fucking head and wrist and, like, broke his fucking wrist or something. And,
wow.
They carted him off and stuff. And he, you know, he's talented. He's young. I think he's mad young, right?
Yeah, he's like 18.
Yeah, mad young. So, yeah, that's great, man. He's got a lot of talent. He should not wrestle Spiral anytime soon. But other than that, you know, he's got some shit working for him. He's definitely got some aerials and some basics. And, I mean, he's, you know, impressive, definitely, for a young dude. Fucking impressive.
Let's think of some other.
No, it's a chat room. They ain't asking me nothing. No,
they're just saying about, like, telling stories.
Stories?
About how they thought they would be funny. Yeah. It's not stories about you. Somebody's telling me a story about somebody almost getting in a fight at a wrestling show. So, how about this name? This name's been around for a while, and I'm surprised he's even on the list. Mr. Ooh La La.
I don't know who the fuck that is. I've seen it on cards, and I might even been at shows where that dude was on the card, and I probably went outside to do something else when that dude came out. So that's on the list, right?
Yeah, he's 4'94".
Yeah, it's crazy shit, man. I don't even understand this. Like I said, there's so many people that deserve, and they know that, and they can look at the other people that are on the list too, and be like, you fucking know, right? And he'd be like, yeah, I fucking know. You know, I just think that this shit is complete injustice. It's just a bad thing, you know. I mean, as far as, if you're going to rank 500, that's just a brave thing to do. That's saying you know 2,000 wrestlers, easy. You know, like, and you're just going to put up only 500. Your favorite 500, I do that. I can't do that shit. There's so many people, man. I'm gonna fuck somebody over. There's no way I could do that shit. So I'd have to quit my job. So to me, I think it's fucked up that they get to earn off of that. And put up, like, some wild shit. Like, just whatever, email me. We got spots to fill. Like, wow, that's crazy. So somebody tell me again. Email me on the sake of emailing me. Fucking friend me on Facebook or fucking email me or some shit. And tell me what the fuck Heath Slater has done, for Christ's sake, to get to 100. Because it bothers me a lot. Sometimes I got to take NyQuil to go to sleep. When I seen that shit.
And send me a message and tell me what's up with John Moxley. You know, what's up with that? And if you want to answer
I already told you what's up with John Moxley. He's worked fucking death matches.
You told
guys like fucking brain damage. He's fucking just lost the CCW World Heavyweight Championship. He wrestled death matches with Thumbtack Jack. He wrestled death matches with Nick fucking Gage. He's the FIP World Heavyweight Champion. He's had the fucking WXW Tag Team Championships with Sami Callihan. Him and Sammy has been running the board as a fucking Switchblade Conspiracy. That's why John Moxley. You ain't got to wait for emails. I'm telling you right now. That's why.
Well, people already play in the chat room. They're asking me questions. They're like, what's your thoughts on Akuma not working Chikara anymore? They asked me that question. And I'll be real honest with you. I can think of Grant Akuma. Talented worker, but who knows what happened. You know what I'm saying? I can't really say. Maybe he got burnt out. You know, maybe he wants to retire. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I don't even know.
Not about the situation, so it's all you.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just hearing. I'm just going off what I think.
What other questions you got out there?
Not really questions, but comments saying that if you ask Mox to do any kind of match, but ask Mox to do any kind of match, he'll do it.
Absolutely, that's what I mean. So he's been so you know, very versatile as far as a champion, and he definitely was like, I could do this, I could do that, I could wrestle my own partner, I could you know, do death matches. Even before that shit, he earned that shit with the death matches and the straight matches and the dull color match first round. I mean, how many first round tournament of death matches really stand out? Like, but one that I thought did, because it was a dog collar match, it was a damn good dog collar match, so just the way it went down was him and Thumbtack Jack in TOD 8. And I really thought that shit went down well. And you had, like, a guy that was up and rising and up and coming, and you had Thumbtack Jack that was just flown in, and you knew he was the top dude, so it wasn't going to go down, like, without one of these guys being eliminated from the first round, and it was just going to... It was just going to go well. It was cool the way it went. I thought it was a good match. The finish was kind of debatable, but in the same token, I thought that was a really good match to springboard Moxley that he could actually hang. And then he actually came out at the end of the tournament when the accident with Cage happened first, before anybody else. He was back out there. You know, and scored points with the fans, with the, I'm sure people were paying him and everybody else, so... Moxley, to me, definitely deserves to be where the fuck he's at, and I think Sammy should be above that, but that's just my personal, you know, opinion, and that's what I think about Mox, man.
Well, we got 4 minutes left in the show. We talked a lot of PWI today.
Yes, we did.
We want to go to our outro in a brief minute.
Yeah. Before we do that, let's plug everything. So we're going to go, I guess, next Sunday, day after I go.
Same time.
Yeah, go after the Tangle Web. The day after I go to the Tangle Web, I'll be on this bitch. And I'll be wilding out like I do. And we'll have a good time. And I'll recap all of that. Make sure you check out Golden Cravat. Two? What day y'all running?
We're running B-Boy this week.
On Wednesday, right?
Tuesday. We're running Tuesday.
Tuesday. So they're running Tuesday at 7?
Radio.com/TheGCWS. And that spell, that's pronunciation, I mean, Golden Cravat Wrestling Show. So, we'll be
check.
Yeah. Everybody in the chat room, please come back next week.
Yeah, by all means, check that shit out. Check us the fuck out. You know, this is our first show without a guest. I feel all lonely and shit. You know what I mean? Even though I got my co-host.
You got me.
But, yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, but hey, man, I've been had. At least two guests every fucking week since we done this. So next week, we coming with heat, man. Fucking day after I go to CCW, we'll see what happens, man. So we'll link up.
And check out our archives too. Check out our first couple. Check out our last couple shows on the archive on the web. On you'll be able to see us above. You'll be able to see the archives below this show. So check those out as well. And hit up those on the download.
Yeah, man. So, we're going to close this out. It's been a pretty good review of the PWI. Sorry if I missed anything. For real, like, it's 500 people. And like I said, I don't know 500 people. So, fuck, man. You know what I mean? We did our best. Got over some things. And we'll see you next week. For me, J. Cat Morris, and my co-host.
Eric Williams.
Eric Williams.